Yesterday we spent a little time learning the Tosfos, where there has a machlokes between the Aruch and the Baal HaTosfos. The Rabbi Netam seems to agree with the Aruch, and the Mi Baal HaTosfos disagree for the Psik Resh and L'Nichalei is Mutter. Or it's also with the Rabbanon. Why is it also with the Rabbanon? Because it's a Melocha Shem Svicha L'Gufa. Every Psik Resh and L'Nichalei. If he doesn't care one way or the other, but the result means it's going to be a Melocha Shem Svicha L'Gufa. So the worst it could be is going to be the Rabbanon. Okay. Fine, famous topic. So I mentioned that Rav Simcha Zelig was the dayan for Rav Chaim in Brisk, and he used to pass in Lalacha that Psik Resh al Nichal is Mutter. Why? Because Rav Chaim interprets the Rambam that we said we started it, we didn't finish yesterday. That on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, the top Rashi quotes Shmuel from Shabbos Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Shmuel says in all the 24 prokim on Masechah Shabbos, whenever it appears in Mishnah, it's Pater. It means Pater Avalosa. It's Mutter Min HaTorah. It's also Min the Rabbah, except for three cases that is Pater and Mutter. So one of the three cases is this Mishnah in Adias. Mafis Mursa, the last two lines on Vav Amud Beis, Mafis Mursa, and L'Hatzim Men Alecha. Pater means Pater and Mutter. Why is it Pater and Mutter? Because it's a psikresha, because it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. It's only the Rabbanon, it's a mamakam tzara l'gaz b'Rabbon. So Tosfos and Shabbos, on Gimel Amud Aleph, on that Gemara, Tosfos quotes a kasha from the Bahag, from the halachas gedolos. How can Shmuel say that malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is only the Rabbanon? Shmuel himself paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is the Raisa. So it says stira. So the Bahag himself answers, well, didn't mean to say that L'Hotzim Men Alecha is Mutter. He says, the Mishnah that says L'Hotzim Men Alecha Mutter is Aliba de Reb Shimon. I happen not to pass like the Mishnah. I pass like Reb Yudit. And Tzvich L'Gufa is Aser Men HaTorah, because Shmuel Paschal is like Reb Yudit. But he says, the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, the Potter of Mutter, and according to Reb Shimon is Mutter, because Ein Tzvich L'Gufa, the worst thing is going to be is the Rabbanon, so Mamakam Tzara L'Gaz Rabban. That's what the Bahag answers on the Kasha. Tosfos here at the top of Zayin Amud Aleph asked the same Kasha. They didn't quote the Bahag. The Tosfos, that's the continuation from Vav Amud Beis, top of Zayin Amud Aleph. So the last few lines in the Tosfos, they asked that Kasha. Where is it? The Tema. The line begins with the word, it's the second narrow line in the Tosfos on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tema. The Shmuel Malach Shem Tzvich Lugov Sabu Lach Reb Yudik Yamin and Pekira and in Kol Atadir. So how can he say over here Potter and Mutter? He himself holds that Ein Tzvich Lugov is their Eisad. So there's no room to be make a little. That was the Bahag's Kasha in Tosfos and Shabbos Gimel Amanam. So yesterday I said over the Teretz from the Merkevus HaMishnah that he has pages and pages and pages and pages, and they quoted the Talmidim of Rabbi Tzala Panavish, quote that Rabbi Tzala said that Teretz also, that the Rambam distinguishes between Ovis and Tolis. But Rabbi Chaim has in a Sefer a long, complicated explanation. He doesn't say like Rabbi Tzala Panavish. Rabbi Chaim in a Sefer interprets that the Rambam holds like the Orach, the Psik Resh and L'Nichala is Mutter, and Mafis Mursa, L'Hotzim Men Alecha is a Psik Resh and L'Nichala. It's very questionable. Why is it a psik? What do you mean, psik reisha de la nichalei? It's mamash adaba hamiskaben. It's ain't svicha la gufa. Psik reisha de la nichalei means I'm doing pula A, and I know pula B will result. And I'm not really interested one way or the other in pula B. I couldn't care less. But over here, what do you mean? He's squeezing the pus pimple to get the pus out. You know the pus doesn't come out unless you make a hole. You're making a hole. So you're doing it b'yadayim. That's not called a psik. Why is that called a psik resh de la nichalei? It's very questionable. Is that called a psik resh de la nichalei? Anyway, so Rav Chaim interprets that the reason why the Rama holds mutter, l'hotz b'men alecha is mutter, is because he holds like the Orach, that psik resh de la nichalei is mutter. So because Rav Chaim interpreted the Rambam like that, so therefore, just because the Rambam says it doesn't mean you have to paskin like the Rambam. So, and we paskin against that whole Rambam. We paskin in Tzvicha L'Guf is only the Rabbanon. We don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam and the Baal HaMor stand out. They both hold halachic Reb Yudit, that Ein Tzvicha L'Guf is their eyes. But the Baal HaTosfos assume not so. The halach is like Reb Shimon. But on both accounts, halach is Reb Shimon, Dov Shein Miskaven is Mut and Rekol HaTor Kula, even Shabbos and Yontif and Kol HaTor Kula, Dov Shein Miskaven is always Mut, not like Reb Yankif. And Ein Tzvicha L'Guf is only the Rabbanon. So that's how we paskan usually. But that's Rav Simcha Zelig. Whenever Rav Chaim had a svara, so Rav Simcha Zelig would always, he was so kofuf to Rav Chaim. He would always paskan like the svaras of Rav Chaim. And if Rav Chaim had eight tzadim lahakel, he would be mekel based on each one of the tzadim alone, without the tziruf of all eight together.
In fact, he's not making a pesach lahotzi lahakmas, only lahotzi.
Okay. You're explaining Rav Chaim. Why Rav Chaim holds that it is a psik reisha lo nicha. Okay. But it's a difficult chiddush to say that the Rambam paskin lo tzman alecha is mutter, not because of ein tzvicha, not because of the reason that the Gemara said, a totally different reason. So the Gemara should have said that. That's a psik reisha lo nicha. Okay. That's Rav Chaim.
Doesn't Tosfos leave
there
as a question on that?
Tosfos leaves a kasha. Tosfos leaves the top of Zayin and Aleph.
No, he uses Mafis Morsa as a question on the Arab.
That what?
About psik
Pirush Aruch Kosher is on Perek Shemana Shorts and Daf Kuv Zayin. Mafis Mursa Du Shabbos Im Lhoitzi Im Lasla Pechai Im Lhoitzi Ben Alecha Pata. Daf Kem Shem Tzar Pata Mutam Bi Yolam Shem Tzar Rahoya Osur Af Al Gav De Lo Nichalei Bi Peh Klal. Di Nichalei Min Ha Peh Ki Loi Miskav En Nami Chayev. Why? Because it would be Psik Reshev Nichalei. So it's a psik reisha de lo nichalei, and the only reason the Gemara said it's mutter is because ain't tzvicha legufa. Because ain't tzvicha legufa is only the Rabbanan b'chum tzar lo gozer. That's his kasha. Why didn't the Gemara give that reason? Okay, that's Tosfos' kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say that lehoitzi men alecha is mutter because psik reisha de lo nichalei is mutter? The Gemara didn't say that. So you see, psik reisha de lo nichalei is not mutter. Okay.
I'm saying that the only reason the Gemara mutter it is because it's from b'chum tzar.
Makom tzar, and it's ain't tzvicha legufa. Makom tzar legaz
b'rabban. Which implies if it wouldn't have been makom tzar, it would still be usser. And if it's a psik reisha, which it is, it should have been mutter even not makom tzar.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what it sounds like. Yeah. I mean, Tosfos also is learning that mafis mursa lehotzman alecha is a psik reisha de lo nichalei. Since Rav Chaim says on the Rambam, Tosfos said the same thing, and they say from the fact that Gemara said the reason why it's mutter pater mutter is because it's a ain't tzvicha leguf is only the rabbanim. Makom tzar goes rabbanim. They didn't say psik reisha lo nichalei. They see that the aruch is wrong. Right. So the Rav Chaim goes and he says that that's what the Rambam holds like that reason. Okay. So difficult, Rav Chaim. Okay. Good. So we're up to the Gemara at the bottom of Vavam and Aleph. Moshe Rav Chizda. What does he ask Akasha? Perik Tinoikis. That perik in the end of Nidom. Talks about dam besulim. In our Torah, dam besulim is dam mako. That's not dam min amoka. Dam min amoka is from the dead blood that's in the lining. In the Chazon Ish writes, in the chelek hasfogi, inside the guf ha'isha. Sometimes a woman has a total hysterectomy. They remove the whole lining inside. They remove, and then sometimes she still has dam afterwards. So where in the world is the dam coming from? Dam is coming from somewhere else. But that can't be mocker. So the pashtus is that there's no room to asa. So they had printed that the stipula said we should be machmer. The Minchas Yitzchak, dying wise from the Eira Haredes, has a tshuva about this. So he suggests maybe there's a makom to be machmer. Why? If a woman had a total hysterectomy. Because how do you know that only dam min hamokar from the chilek hasfogi is mutame? So Tosfos there in Nida says it must be based on a pasuk, a drasha, that the dam with the hey hayadiyah, the dam. So he says if a normal woman has the endometrial lining, the chelek hasfogi, so the dam normally comes from that, from there. So that's the dam with the hey hayadiyah. When you remove that whole lining, total hysterectomy, and there's still dam, so it's coming from somewhere else. That's the only dam she's going to have. So maybe that becomes the dam with the hey hayadiyah. So he raises the possibility that even a woman has a total hysterectomy, can also become a need. The Pashta says that it's not correct. So they have a letter from the stipula that the stipula once said, it doesn't make any sense. But Rabbi Tendler, the son-in-law of Hagoyen, Rav Moshe Feinstein, said that his father-in-law said that there's a room to be machmer. I don't know why, but if Rav Moshe said so, we have to be choshesh lahachmer. But it really doesn't make any sense. It absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. Remember, I once spoke to Rabbi Tendel about it. He said he never heard of it. He said he never heard from Rav Moshe anything on the topic. So what would this type of get a letter from Rabbi Tendel? I don't know. The pashtus is that if it's not daman amok, it's not metami.
Not synonymous.
Every case of psikresha d'lo nichalei is always going to be a melacha shem tzvicha l'gufa, but not every melacha shem tzvicha l'gufa is going to be a psikresha d'lo nichalei. Let's say I'm plucking off the fruits from the tree to prepare. I want to go on Aliyah, I want to work on a farm. So I pluck off and I throw everything in the garbage. I'm not going to use the fruits. That's a davar hamiskavein mamish, but it's a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa. He doesn't plan to use the fruits. Normally, when you pull off fruits, you're going to use them. You're going to eat it. You're going to give it to someone else to eat. You're going to sell it. You're going to pull it off and throw it in the garbage. I'm going to shech the behemah and throw it out in the garbage. I'm just practicing shechita. I'm not going to use the dead body. I'm not going to use any part of the dead body. That's mamish a davar hamiskavein, but it's a ein tzvicha l'gufa. So you can have an ein tzvicha l'gufa. That's a davar hamiskavein, but every Sigresha the lo nichale is behechreach going to be an ein tzvicha l'gufa. He's not interested at all in the results. In one direction, Tosis said, they're not identical. They just said every case of sigresha lo nichale is going to be a malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, but not every malacha shein tzvicha l'gufa is sigresha lo nichale. A lot of times it's mamish davar hamiskavein. Yeah? So you have the gzeira derabbanan that dam besulim is asura lebailo. That was made in a later period in the days of the Tanoim. This Mishnah Tinoikis, this is the Mishnah beginning of the Perek Tinoikis and the end of Nida. Tinoikis like Yez Manaliris, but you give a Laila Achas, a four Laila, so on. This Achitich Yamaka, this is all before they made the Gzer the Rabban. The Dam Sulim is still Torah. It's a Dam Maka. It's not Dam and Amoka, that's for sure not. And it's not Metamim and Torah. The whole thing is a Chumim and the Rabban. So this Mishnah, this Bishamim Sil, it was way before they made the Gzer. Taisa said on the earlier daf that the top line on Dalad of an Aleph, there was also a Brisa, the top line that said, Boil Bilis Mitzvah, Poresh, could be that a Poresh means Poresh because of Dam Besulim. Doesn't necessarily mean Poresh because of Avelus. It could be that that Brisa was written already after they made the Gzer of the Rabban, the Dam Besulim is Asur Labailam of the Rabban. Or it could be that Poresh because of Avelus. You can't tell. When you get later in the Brisa, you see that there is a din. Hu yoshem min anoshim, yisheshen bar anoshim. You see that there's an isa tashmash amita. But from the parish, you can't tell that there's an isa tashmash amita because of Abelis. Could be that parish because of daman, because of dam bisulim. Maybe the Brisa was written in the days of the Tanoim, after they already did introduce the gzer of dam bisulim. But this Mishnah, on the bottom of Vavim and Aleph, Perik Tinok, is Bisham and Bisul. Hillel and Shammai were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. Bishamim and Bishil were Bizman Abayis. They had Bishamim and Bishil. They had friction in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Beitza says that Hillel brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash and Talmidei Shammai started up with him. What are you bringing an oilah? So he said, no, it's a shlamim. He basically was a shlamim. It was really an oilah. They had friction already. There was Bishil and Bishamim and Bizman Abayis. So this Tinoikis, this is in the earlier generations when Dam Sulam is still Mutah. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. How long do you have a right to attribute the dam? Every time he has tashmish, so the girl has dam. Is that all dam besulim? You can attribute everything to dam besulim, but you have to reach a point you say, no more dam besulim. It's at least a suffering. Maybe it's dam and amoka. Maybe the girl became anita. So there's a machlokes hatanaim. How long you have a right to be mekum? So at one point the besulim say, Ad Matzoi Shabbos Arbo'o Leilois. So just a question of grammar. They say Arbo'o Leilois, or they say Arba Leilois. Leilois Loshen Zocher, Loshen Nekevim. Leilois Loshen Zocher. Like we say, Manishtana HaLeila HaZeh. You don't say Manishtana HaLeila HaZos. So Leilois Loshen Zocher, even though the plural is Leilois, Noshim, the plural of Isha is Noshim. But women are Nekevim. Women are not Loshen Zocher. So just because the plural is Yud Mem or the plural is Vav Tav doesn't necessarily koveya What are you talking about? A zochah and a keva. Right. They quote in the name of, they misquote in the name of the Vilna Gaon. How can we say Manishtana Halayla? They should have said Manishtana Halayla Hazos. The answer is because on Pesach night, the women are mechuyev and matzah, even though it's a mitzvah shehazman grama, so the nekevas are treated like zecharim. So that's why you say manishtana laila zeh. So there's a sefer called Mavaser by Rabbi Meshulam Broth. He was a goyin adir in Europe, and then he survived the war and he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was on the Rabbanut. He was the one who wrote the whole tshuva about Yom Ha'atzmaut. He should say shachyanu and al with a bracha, everything. He was a great goyin. So he has a whole section in the first chelik of the Kol Mavaser. He has haoris on the Vilna Gaon. Things for the so he says this one is obviously a misquotation that halayla hazeh should have been halayla hazos, but because women are treated like men because mechuyev and zman groma, this one is a joke. Maybe the Vilna Gaon said it as a joke, but it's not the truth. So it says here arbo alelos. That's correct in grammar. Arbo alelos. Layla is loshen zoch, and you say arbo. You don't say arbo alelos. Fine. So what does it mean? What does it mean? So the Gemara says, my love, on the top of Vavim and Beis. My love, what's Pashup Shat in the Mishnah? Be Loi Boal, Matzi Boal. Even if he didn't have Tashma, she got married on Wednesday. Psulim Nisus Liom Ravi. So he's allowed to have Tashmish Wednesday night, or Thursday night, or Friday night, on Matzoi Shabbos, Arbo Leilas. And any night he's going to have Tashmish, we can attribute the Dam to Dam. So my love, the Pashup Shat, Di Loi Boal, Matzi Boal, Afila B'Shabbos. Even if he didn't have be Rishon on Wednesday night or Thursday night, you're allowed to have on Friday night. Omer Rava, lo, that's not what it means. He says, Labar Mishabbos. It means Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Matzoi Shabbos. Doesn't mean Friday night. No, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because be Rishon is also. Omer Le Abayis, Abayis says, what are you talking about? Abba and Tzoy Sheb, Abba and Tzoy Shabbos, Abba and Leilas Katani. Obviously, it means Friday night is also Mutam. So the answer, the first answer the Rava gave is not correct. That doesn't mean Labami Meleil Shabbos. El Amar Rava, no, the answer is Kishabal. It doesn't mean he can have the Biri Shaina the Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night or Matzoi Shabbos. No, he has Biri Shaina Wednesday night and there's Dam. We assume that's Dam Besulim. It's not Dam in Amokar. She's not the Raya Dam Achmas Tashmish. Raya Dam Achmas Tashmish is a major problem. If a woman has a vesis, it's very irregular. If a woman has a normal woman, she marries a person, and because of she's allergic to him or something, so every time they're together, so she becomes a roya dam achmas tashmish. So they have to get divorced. Tegna, she have to get divorced. There was a boy here in Yeshiva who married a girl who was a roya dam achmas tashmish. The end of the story was he had to get divorced. How come she was a roya dam achmas tashmish? Her mother was, they used to give pregnant women thalidomide. Whatever in the world that was, I forget already. They thought it was something gavaldic, God's gift to the world. And then it turned out that the women who took this for the thalidomide when they were pregnant, those who gave birth to a daughter, so the baby girl was born with a lining that went all the way out. Usually the lining begins past deeper in from the shinayim. And here the lining went all the way out. So every time the husband, when she was single, she didn't know. And then when she got married, every time the husband was with her, so the Eivar HaBaal was rubbing against the lining, and it caused Riyaz Dam. So that's not Dam in HaMokar. That's Dam from the Chela Kasvogi, but the Mokar is inside. That's Dam from the Bayis HaChitzen. Bayis HaChitzen is not called the Riyaz. Riyaz Dam means it was Dam in HaMokar from the Bayis HaPnimi going into the Bayis HaChitzen. Here the Dam was from the Bayis HaChitzen. His Eivar wasn't rubbing against her, the lining inside in the Bayis HaPnimi. But how do you know? How do you know? Well, every time they were together, it was always Dam.
I understand, in such a case, the way Ruby described it, it sounds like the mokar was outside.
The lining was not only inside where it belongs, there was lining outside also because the mother, when she was pregnant, took this wonder drug.
We still call that Beis HaChitzon because that's what's normally on a woman, but in her case...
Beis HaChitzon means outside of the cervix.
Even though her cervix is outside in her.
No. The cervix was where it belonged, and there was lining where it belonged, but there was an addition, there was also lining on the Bayis HaChitzen. So the lining didn't belong over there. So that's Dam in HaMokar, that is the Mokar, but it's from the Bayis HaChitzen. The Dam, Ariya's Dam by definition means the Dam goes from the Bayis HaPnimi into the Bayis HaChitzen. So the question is, where's the cutoff point? So Rabbi Tendler has a book that's called what? Tuchas Nida, what's it called? Bidas Rimonim. So I think he has a diagram, and he assumes that the cutoff point between the Bais HaPnim and the Bais HaChitzen is the cervix. That's Pashut Pshat. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, many years ago, there used to be a publication in Eretz Yisrael that was called Noam. They put out quite a few gongs. I think in the first volume of Noam, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva, where part of his tshuva was he suggested maybe the cutoff point between the Bais HaChitzen and Bais HaPnim is further in. It's an inch and a half in deeper than this. And based on that, he had a certain kula. He thought it's even deeper in. But outside, that for sure is the Bais HaChitzen. That's no question about that. Outside of the cervix, the cervix is called the Shinayim. That for sure is not. Shinayim because it has a muscle that's circular. I think that's why it's called Shinayim, because the teeth are in a circle, so there the muscle is circular. Anyway, so Rabbi says, Elam Rabbi, no, it doesn't mean that Lebarmi Shabbos. That's not what it means. You can be toiler that he married a psula and it was dumb. He has beer with his wife Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Motzoi Shabbos, and every single night is dumb. So you don't have to be concerned she's a roya dam achmas tashkin. No, this is not dam and amokah. This you'll toiler that this is all dam besula, and she still has pain. And every time they're together, she has a dam. So that's dam besula, you're toiler. That's what Rabbi says. Elam Rabbi, no, goes kishibol to do beer rishon on Friday night. Taka not allowed to. You're talking, he did be a Rishayna on Wednesday night, and he did a second be on Thursday night, then a Friday night, a third be on Motzei Shabbos, a fourth be on Yetoyla, all four, that everything is all Dam Besulim, and it's all Dam Maka, and it's Mutam and Atoira, and the Mishnah was composed before they made the Chumim with the Rabban. Frek de Gemara, Iki Shabuah, Zamak Mashalom, what's the Chiddush? Of course it's Mutam to be boiled on Friday night. What's the Shaila? And for the Gemara, Kamashma. So why? I would have said, my kamashmalon that you toil and dam besulim, that you don't have to be afraid that it's dam and amokar. You don't have to be afraid it's dam and amokar. No, so the most question is, it says, ad matzoi Shabbos arbo alelos. It throws in the word Shabbos. So it says it says something about Shabbos. So it sounds like there's a kula in Hilchot Shabbos here. Otherwise, why did you mention, that's what they said. Otherwise, why did you mention ad matzoi Shabbos? Not only it's a kulan hilchas dam, that is dam besulim. You toil on dam besulim, you don't have to be afraid that it's dam min amoker. There's a kulan hilchas Shabbos over here. So the Gemara says, Ihochi mai kamash molon. He's not boiled besulim betchila b'Shabbos. It's the third time. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. They're Friday night. So what's the chiddush? And if the Gemara, no, kamash molon. No, it's still a chiddush. Kamash molon. Sorry, the nivol b'Shabbos kiddush mul. The Amr Shmuel. Shmuel said, Pirtza de chuka. If it's a vada, if you're going to have birri shayna on Friday night, and maybe that's a psik reisha, that dam is going to come out, and I was going to say it's not a psik reisha, it's a dav sheni miskaven. But one may perhaps think it's a psik reisha, that dam is going to come out, so then that's chabura, so maybe live up silo betchila b'Shabbos is also. But to have the second or the third or the fourth tashmash on Friday night, that's Dov Sheni Miskaven. That may or may not happen. May or may not happen. So that's the halacha. That's the Shmuel says. Dov Sheni Miskaven is mutter. What was the memory of Shmuel? Pirtza de Chuka. Pirtza de Chuka. Rashi sounds like he learns. Where's the Rashi? Shemesha Tzroros. The high Nami. This case also. Dilma Mechal Purta. Misfekala Yasvinale. So Rashi sounds like he understood Shmuel's memory doesn't go on Hilchas. In Hilchas Andam, Rashi seems to have understood Shmuel's talking about. Let's say you have a building, and there are bricks in the building. A guy's going to pull out a brick on Shabbos. That's a malocha b'soiser. If you put a brick in, that's a malocha bona. Sometimes it's bona deraisa, sometimes it's bona derabona with cement, but that's cement. The Gemara has a whole discussion. When is the bona deraisa and when is it only bona derabona? But if you start pulling out bricks, that's a malach of soser. Maybe soser shlam and aslivnus. Maybe it'll be the rabbonim. Maybe it'll be mekalkal. But you have some kind of a malach involved. So what if a person is going to go in a pirtza dechuka? He's going to go through a doorway, which is very narrow, and there's a brick or a stone in the doorway. It may or may not fall out. So he may or may not do a malach of soser. So that depends on the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Dov Sheinim's Kaben also are mutter. So we pasken mutter. Dov Sheinim's Kaben is mutter. So Rashi writes, so just like Shmuel says it over there, Pirtza dechuki, you're permitted to go through a narrow entranceway or a narrow hallway, even though you know that you may or may not cause so sera, a brick may fall down. Huadinami over here, Rashi says, the high nami, our case as well is the same. Dilma mechabel purta, maybe damo, maybe not. Well, misveik alay asrin alay. That davishenim is kaven is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says davishenim is kaven as sveik deraisa lechumra. You know in advance that dam may come out. If you're going to have the third tashmish on Friday, the first was Wednesday night. Next is Thursday night. Then Friday night. So it's a suffix, may or may not cause dam. So Rabbi Yehuda says davishenim is kaven as sveik deraisa lechumra. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon. If it's a suffix, a davishenim is kaven is mutter. That's how Rashi learns. If you look in the Gemara Nida, they never. Shmuel Anita is also quoted in this context. So I have the impression, I didn't look, I imagine there must be some Rishonim alone like this. Shmuel wasn't talking. Shmuel spoke Lashon Nekiyah. Shmuel wasn't talking about walking in a narrow entry. He was talking about having the B'Shabbos. This is what he was talking about. So he said it as a euphemism. That's what he meant. It's mutter to have B'Shniyah. And B'Shlishis, even though it may or may not cause Dam to come out. But Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Rashi learns that Shmuel really said it. It doesn't make any difference. Halacha Maase, it's the same thing. Rashi learns that Shmuel was talking about walking through a narrow entranceway, and the chashash is it may or may not cause a brick to fall out. It may or may not cause a malacha of soser. And that's mutter. The Abishanim is common as mutter. And who are the nami over here? Bahai nami, this is also has the same status. And one could learn that Shmuel was talking about this case. Just a Loshen Nekiah. He didn't want to talk about the nida, about the woman. He spoke about pirtza d'chuka, a different lashon. Fine.
And maybe to add to that, but we were saying that Friday night that be a gemur would be also because maybe it's a great shot. But couldn't you also say that maybe it could be that it's like so suggested that he's holding that maybe the person isn't scabbing.
Okay. He wants the dam. The dam hutzarach. The pesach hutzarach. Okay. Okay, one or the other? Okay, good. So you can't tell, the Mishnah there, the Perek Tanex, doesn't mean Eloi boil, Motzi boil. That's Beferish, the Gemara says, my love, on the top, my love, the Pshat, Eloi boil, Motzi boil. Gemara says, no, that's clearly not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush, that you can be Toilet, the Dam, and Dam Basulim, even the second and the third and the fourth time. So it's not going Eloi boil, Motzi boil. It goes if kishabol, like Rabbi's answer, that is the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, no, Moshe Rabbi Yosef. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, and very often he dings it with his Rebbe. Very often, Ashas. Very often, sometimes when Rabbi Yosef was an old man, so he forgot all of his learnings, Abai reminds him and he corrects him. And a lot of times Rabbi Yosef was not an old man, he wasn't an old sick man. And he said things, and Abai was a good Talmud, and he shlugged up the shir. Okay. Talmud, they're not supposed to sit there. They're supposed to disagree with the Rebbe. It's a Talmud like Abai. Okay. You have to have Talmudim like Abai. If the Rebbe would be like Rabbi Yosef, he'd be Zoich, have Talmudim like Abai. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? Masi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Hatakasha, there's a Mishnah that has, there's a din of Isaac ben Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. What kind of a din is that? Isaac ben Mitzvah, Potem and HaMitzvah. So this is in in Maseches Brachos, you have a little bit, but the main thing is the end of the second parak in Sukkah, Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara has a din ha'isik b'mitzvah potam and ha'mitzvah. Tosis there, Tosis in Hakainis asks, really is the din ha'isik b'mitzvah potam and ha'mitzvah? So the guy has a mezuzah on his doorpost, guy's walking around with an arba kamfis, he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs all day long. He's mekayim ha'mitzvah. Ish yesh lo mezuzah b'pischah v'tzitzis b'bigdo. He's potter all day long from mitzvah. So Taisa says, no. The Gemara didn't say, Hamikai mitzvah, potter man mitzvah. The Gemara said, Ha'oisik be mitzvah. The guy has a mezuzah that pischa tzitzis be bigdo. He's being Mekai mitzvahs all day and all night with the mezuzah and the tzitzis. But there is no hisaskus. Or take, for example, the Gemara there says in the end of the second parak in Sukkah that Kaisvei Svarim Tefillin and Mezuzahs, a sefer whose parnasa is that he writes Svarim Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Aim a tagram, a tagre tagram, or those who sell tefillin and mezuzahs, or those who sell tzitzis, turim in a kriyashma min atfilim, or min atfilim kam tamur is batur. Oisik min mitzvah pata min amitzvah. So what mitzvah are they being mekayim? What mitzvah is the sefer being mekayim when he writes sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah? If you write a sefer Torah for yourself, you mekayim a mitzvah, kisa lachem as hashirah hazois. You write a sefer Torah to sell it to someone else, so what mitzvah are you mekayim business? That's not a mitzvah. that's a mitzvah to make a parnasa. Okay, but that's not whoever has a parnasa is doing a mitzvah. He's patur from all the other mitzvahs. No, but it means he's misasik in a mitzvah. Or those who are busy, hey mitagrem, mitagri tagrem. Loshan Gemara, the end of the second parak in Sukkah is those who sell wholesale or those who sell retail, all the people that sell talis and chelis and tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzahs and sifrei Torah, all of them are potter. I mean, so that's what Tosfos says the klal is. There is no din hamekai mitzvah potter mena mitzvah. One, even at, sometimes you mekai mena mitzvah, I have mezuzah bepischo et tzitzis bebigda, he's mekai mena mitzvah, but he's not being mesasik at all. He nailed up the mezuzah and it's there already from the last 3 years. The mezuzah is hanging on the door. He put on the tzitzis in the morning and it's on. He's mekayem a mitzvah all day long, but there is no hisaskus now. So sometimes you have a kiyum mitzvah without a hisaskus, sometimes you have a hisaskus without a kiyum mitzvah. The kaisvei svarim tefillin and mezuzah, hey mitagrem, mitagrem, mitagrem. They're being misasik in mitzvahs, but the svarim say, they're being misasik in mitzvahs, selling svarim, getting svarim, delivering svarim, tumbling, but they're not mekayem any mitzvah. If they learn this svarim, if they open up, they learn the svarim. That's a mitzvah. Selling, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah parnasa, okay, everybody has that mitzvah parnasa. So that's what Tosfos explains, that the din ha'isik ben mitzvah means hisaskus, and a mitzvah patas you from observing another mitzvah. If there's a conflict, Tosfos holds only if it's e'efshel l'kayem shneim. If the hisaskus in the first mitzvah makes it impossible to be mekayim the second mitzvah, unless you'll stop the hisaskus in the first mitzvah, then do the second mitzvah, so that you're not mechuyev to stop and it's not permissible. The mitzvah adds on there at the end of the second parak in Sukkah that since oisik mitzvah potam in our mitzvah, so it's usur to be mafsik the hisaskus in the first mitzvah, because the second mitzvah is like a dvar harshus. Since you potam in the second mitzvah, it's considered like a dvar harshus. And the chiddush is even though the first mitzvah is not zbanu oiveris, so it is oiveris. First mitzvah, there's no big rush. I'm in the middle of doing the first mitzvah. I can pause for an hour and do the second mitzvah and go back to the first mitzvah. The second mitzvah, if I don't do it, then the next hour I'm going to lose my chance. So even though the first mitzvah is not Zman Reveris, and the second mitzvah is, that's the halacha. You're oisik in mitzvah A, so you potter from mitzvah B, and if you're going to be mafsik, the ritva adzan, it's going to be mafsik, mitzvah A, to do mitzvah B, that was shaloi kedin, it's considered as if you are mafsik in the middle of mitzvah to be metapala and advar
hashus. How do I understand this Mishnah of Kriyat Shema,
and the last Mishnah Perek that of Brachot, so that Rishon Ben Gamliel used to do it. He said, "He used to say Shema."
Yeah.
So for the Ritva, how are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to be Mamsik.
Oh,
so this is an extension. This is the original din of Isaac Ben Mitzvah is if the person is metapel in a mitzvah, or is either metapel in a kiyama mitzvah or metapel in a hachana for a mitzvah. Here, the guy's just nervous. Laila Harishan, after the chassan gets married, he's nervous about the fact that he's supposed to do birishayin aleh. He was never married before. He's inexperienced. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. He never saw a girl before without a dress on. He never saw a girl before, so he doesn't know what he's supposed to do, so he's nervous about what's going to be. So that's learned that from a pasuk, balech tochavad derech, pat lo yisik minin. So even his nervousness, the tirda, his nervousness about having to do a mitzvah later, and Kriyat Shema needs kavana, so the nervousness is also called Isaac mitzvah, and he doesn't have to stop being nervous and put himself together in order to recite Kriyat Shema. That's already an extension. That's a chiddush. He's not being metapel in the mitzvah.
In which case, how are we allowed to stop learning Sefer
Dabim? Yeah, the Rishonim all point out there's a Yerushalmi, but they quote it's a Bavli also in Shabbos. That Oisek B'mitzvah, Potter Mena Mitzvah, doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. You can't say, a guy's busy learning, he's Potter from eating Matzah Mara, doesn't have to dab, doesn't have to shake the lulav, doesn't have to say hello. Then it's going to turn out that he's Loimin Shalom and Os Lasois. What it means to say is, the Pashtus is, Oisek B'mitzvah A is Potter from Mitzvah B. But all the other 612 mitzvahs are a Hemshech of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Because you want the Liman HaTorah should be Loimin Alman Os Lasois. So if you're going to stop dabbing, you're going to stop learning in order to daven, in order to have a seder, in order to say hal, in order to shake a lulav, that will enhance the learning. That's a hemshech of the learning. It's the gloy milsalam afreya, that the learning was loy menal menas lasas. That's the Poshe Pshan. The Gemara, where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in the first Perek in... Huh? No, where's the Gemara is in the first Perek in... Moed Katan. What does it say? Kol chafatzecha la yishubo. In Moed Katan after. So what does it say? The two psukim in Mishle. One pasuk says, Kol chafatzecha la yishubo. All of your needs can compare to the Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah is more important than all of your needs. Then the other pasuk in Mishle says, Kol chafatzim la yishubo. Nothing in the world can compare to learning Torah. Even mitzvahs can compare. So the Gemara says, which is it? The one person says you shouldn't be mopsik from learning in order to take care of your own silly needs. If you have to make a parnasa, then you're allowed to stop learning. Because the chiyuv to learn is only when you have free time. If you have to make a living, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go to sleep, you have to run your life, you have to say good morning to your wife, you have to raise your children. So you can't say, you have to learn Torah. You're only mechuyav to learn Torah when you have free time. When you're busy taking care of a chayim, so you're not mechuyav to learn Torah. But every free minute, a person is mechuyav to learn Torah. There's a machlokes hatanoim and menachas when it says v'hagisa b'yom v'loila. How do you translate that? So some tanoim translate literally. You have to learn b'hasmada all day and all night. Whenever you have a free minute, you have to learn. And other tanoim disagree. No, yomam v'loila. You have to learn five minutes every morning, 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes every night. If it wouldn't have said that pasuk, that's in Sefer Yoshua. Yeshua was the Melech, so the Melech has to have the Sefer Torah Shem Melech with him. How does it say in the Chumash? So the Melech has to carry the Sefer Torah with him all the time. So the Rabbanu Shalom appears to Yeshua ben Nun, he says, the Sefer Torah that you're carrying with you, you should always learn it. So the Gemara understands that V'hagisa b'al yom v'loyla, it's not a hayruah shor to Yoshua, it's not only a din of Melech. Lo yom seif ha-Torah hazeh, that's because he was the Melech, so he had the seif ha-Torah shem Melech with him all the time. It says, V'hoyseima kalibar kol yimei chayev, the Melech has to have with him. But that yom v'loyla, that's Megala Pshat and Chumash, that if not for that pasuk, I would have said, whenever you have a pasuk on Chumash that tells you a mitzvah, and it's unclear how often the mitzvah has to be fulfilled, so it's understood that it's once a day, every day. How do you know? Because the Gemara says the Kohanim are mechuyev to duchen when they're called upon. When goes bracha b'nei Yisrael, amar lahem. When b'nei Yisrael request a bracha, the Kohanim have to give a bracha. So what if the Kohen davens at the first minyan, and he duchens, and then the second minyan doesn't have a coin, so they say, please duchen for us. Then the third minyan doesn't have a fourth minyan, fifth minyan. So he can't go to work. He's mechuyev to duchen all the minyanim. So the Gemara says, not mechuyev to duchen more than once a day, even though they request of him. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, once he duchen once a day, he's not mechuyev to duchen a second time. And the Mishnah says that Kohanim have to duchen Shachris and Musaf, so the Karanari says that's only midirabban. Minatora not mechuyev to duchen. Not only not mechuyev to duchen Shachris by the second minyan, even by the same minyan, not mechuyev minatora to duchen Shachris and Musaf, duchening a second time in the same day, for the same minyan, for different minyan, is only midirabban, and not mechuyev at all. And sometimes, if you already duchen shachris and musaf, not mechuyev even the rabbanon to duchen for another minyan. How do they know that? Because the pasuk writes stoma, and if it doesn't say explicitly otherwise, we assume it's once a day, every day. That's how the Rambam writes that it says liyovda b'chol abavchem. So the Gemara in the first daf in Tainus understands liyovda b'chol abavchem, but what you should believe is tefillah. So the Rambam says that tefillah once a day, every day is Minat Torah. The Gemara says tefillah is the Rabbanon, that's the particular Nusach HaTefillah that we have, and the fact that we daven three times a day, four times a day, and Kippur you daven five times a day, that's Minat Rabbanon. But to daven once a day, every day, that's Minat Torah. Where did the Rambam get it from? He got it from that Gemara, by duchening, that whenever the Chumash writes a mitzvah, and it's unclear how often you have to observe the mitzvah, so it's understood it's once a day, every day. So if you wouldn't have had the pasuk in Yeshua, b'hagisa b'yom v'loila, you would have said, it says in the Torah you have to learn. So you can learn 5 minutes every day, and yotzei, you learn your daf yomi, or you learn your mishnah yomis. Daf yomi takes longer than 5 minutes. You learn your mishnah yomis, you learn for 5 minutes a day, your yotzei. Now that it says b'hagisa b'yom v'loila, so it's not enough once every day. You have to once a day every day, and once a night every night.
I mean, this pasuk applies to others besides for Yeshua.
That's a good question. I don't know. That's what the Tanaim understood like that. That pasuk in Yeshua is demonstrating pshat, is megala pshat in the Chumash. That's a very good question. How did the Tanaim know? I don't know.
Also not sure. Why is it again that Emor is a good source for the idea that every mitzvah has to be one time per day?
The Gemara says that the Kohanim are only mechuyev to duchim when they're called upon. But if they're called upon by a second minion, they're not mechuyev at all. Not min atar, not min derabbanan, not mechuyev to duchim a second time. Why? So the Gemara understood. Whenever there's a mitzvah that's written in stama, it's understood. It's once a day, every day. Not mechuyev to do more than once a day. That's a machloikis. The Magen Avraham has a machloikis. We used to have over here. The Aguda minion on Yom Tov often didn't have a kohen. So in Broyers they had 15 Kohanim, 25 Kohanim. So they used to ask one of them, who often used to daven in the Aguda and Shabbos, and Yom Tov he wanted to daven in Broyers. They used to ask him, in Broyers they duchen Shachris and Musaf. So the Kohen used to duchen Shachris, and then he used to go to the Aguda across the street, to duchen there by Musaf. Yeah. So that for sure, he didn't duchen yet by Musaf, Mr. That. That's a takanas chacham. You got to duchen shachris and musaf. So that for sure you say a bracha. But let's say the kohen already duchen shachris and musaf in Broyes. Then he goes to Dumb Rav Shtibel. Dumb Rav Davin is an hour later than everybody else. So let's say the kohen already duchen by shachris and by musaf, and he goes to Chassidus Shtibel to duchen again by musaf. So the Magen Avraham has a machlokes achronim. What they say a bracha, because he's not even mechuyev to duchen midrabbanan. It is a kiyum. If a woman shakes a lulav and a woman listens to tkiyah shofar, so she says a bracha, Ashkenazim have the practice, the woman says a bracha, even though she's ain't a mitzvah v'yosef, but maybe it's different over here. Because a man is mechuyim, so the woman is volunteering what the man is mechuyim. Here the kohen is volunteering something that no one is mechuyim. No one is mechuyim to duchen a second time. So that's a machlokes achronim, which the Magen Avraham quotes. In the Rishonim, the only Rishon that says anything is the Me'iri and Megillah. Miri says that you do say a bracha. Miri says that you do say a bracha, because the Gemara Megillah has a whole list of Tanoim and Amoraim who live to a ripe old age. And the Talmidim asked them by Meharachta Yomim. So each one attributes his longevity to some other Midas Chassidus that he had. So one of them was asked by Meharachta Yomim, so he says he was always careful. Whenever he would duchen, he always said a bracha. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, so what's the Midas Chassidus? Whenever I put on tefillin, I say bracha. So what's the Midas? That's the din requires. So the Netziv has a whole fantastic shtickle Torah in the Meroi Mesoda, that since the duchening is fulfilled in the middle of the Mizgeret of Chazaras Hashatz, so Mikir Adin, you're not mechuyev to say bracha. Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah within the framework of other brachas, the Chachamim would have a mesaken, a bracha on that. And he has Marmikaimis, he has a whole shtickle third. That's Rav Soloveitchik used to say over that Netziv. But the Meiri asked Akasha, and he said, the Teretz is that this Tana used to duchen a second time for a second minion. That's what he means, that he said the bracha the first time by the first minion. That's not a chiddush. That he said the bracha when he duchen the second time is not mechuyev, not menator, not menderabbanon. So since the only Rishon that talks about it is the Meiri HaMegillah, Meiri says he do say a bracha, so that's why the minig is that they do say a bracha. When the Kohen duchens the second time in the same day, even though he's not mechuyev even with the Rabbanan, the meaning is that they do say a bracha. So there's a machlokes hatanoim and menachas. the Mishnah presents it as if there's a machlokes hatanoim. It says, lechem panim ulefanai tamid. The lechem apanim has to sit on the shulchan tamid. They used to bake the lechem apanim on Friday, unless Friday was yontif, then they baked on Thursday. And if 2 days Yontif, Thursday and Friday, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they had a baked lechem apanim on Wednesday. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says like that. So he used to bake the lechem apanim normally on Friday, put it on the shulchan on Shabbos, then it sat there a whole week, and then they took it off on the next Shabbos. The lechem apanim lefanai tamid. So tamid means literally tamid. So when they take off the old lechem apanim on Shabbos, they put on the new lechem apanim, there's an hour or two in between. Where there's no lechem upon him. So where is it tamid? So the one Tana says in the Mishnah, that's not a problem. If it's there on a regular basis, even if you take off the old lechem upon him in the morning and put on the new lechem upon him late in the afternoon, and there's a gap of 10 hours in between, from 7 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night. There's a 12, 13 hours in between. That's not a problem. A day didn't go by, a whole day didn't go by without lechem aponim. That's called tamid. And the other Tana says, no, that they had two sets of kohanim. As the one set would be removing the old lechem aponim, the new set of kohanim would be putting the new lechem aponim on the shulchan immediately. So there wasn't even a second where there was no lechem aponim. And the Mishnah describes a tivcha shel zeh b'tzad tivcha shel zeh. Their fists were right next to the fists of the other kohanim. They were putting on the new lechem aponim as the others were taking off the old lechem aponim. So the Gemara says, what's the machloikis? It says, lechem aponim lefanai tomid. What does it mean, hasmada? Hasmada means every moment. You have to learn, but hasmada means every moment. It means, you know, you learn on a regular basis. That's called a masmid. He comes to the Seder at 9 o'clock and he learns at 12 o'clock. He's a masmid. He comes on time and he learns on time. He learns what he's supposed to learn. Sure, that's a masmid. So the Gemara relates this to Talmud Torah. Even though there is no pasuk in Tanakh that says you have to learn b'hasmada, but the pasuk says b'hagisa b'yom v'loilo. So somehow the Tanoim understood you have to learn b'hasmada. So that was the machlokes. B'hagisa b'yom v'loilo means all day and all night, every free minute. Every free minute you have to learn. Some Rishonim paskan like that. Or no, yom v'loilo means you have to learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night. On a regular basis. You should learn on a regular basis. Doesn't mean you should learn continually, all day and all night, every free month. Not mechayiv to learn every free month. He won't become a Talmid Chacham. If he just learns 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes every night, he won't become a Talmid Chacham for that. But that's a machlekes hatanoim. To what extent is one mechayiv to learn? There's a problem with the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah says, isn't it a contradiction in the Rambam? The Rambam writes that you're mechayiv to learn 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes every night. And then by the lechem aponim, he says, tivcha shel zeh b'tzad tivcha shel zeh. The Gemara says that it's toli zeh b'zeh. The Gemara Menacha says it seems to be toli zeh b'zeh. So the lechem Mishnah considers that a stira in the Rambam.
It seems like the Gemara says that we
No, that's one Gemara. That's a machlokes satanaim. So that Gemara goes the way we usually assume, that you learn a little bit every day, a little bit every night. So even you don't even have to learn 5 additional minutes. When you recite Kriya Shema in the middle of Shacharis and Kriya Shema in the middle of Ma'ariv, you've already spent your 2 minutes learning every day, 2 minutes learning every night. No, because it's a machlokes satanaim and menachas. That Gemara goes with one Tana. And maybe the din should be like the other Tana. Some Amoraim thought like that, but if the Rambam paskins that you have to have tivcha shel zeh, it's a tivcha shel zeh, that you need tomid literally, continually, so then you should have paskin by Talmud Torah, that you have to learn all day and all night. Shouldn't be enough. So that's a lechem mishnah's kasha, it's a stira in the Rambam. Yeah. So Nachamam. So by Talmud Torah, let's say, even if one should assume that one is mechayiv to learn all day and all night. But if it's time to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper, he can't say, what is he being mapsik from his learning for? He has to eat. He has to go to sleep. He has to make a parnosa. That's not free time. He's only mechayiv to learn when there's free time. The same thing if he has to do a mitzvah. So that time is not free time by definition. If he's allowed to be mapsik from learning in order to go to sleep, in order to eat meals, he doesn't feel well, in order to go to the doctor, he has to take care of himself. So he says, of course he's allowed to be mafsik from learning in order to do mitzvahs. Those few minutes are not free time. The whole chi of Talmud Torah is only when there's free time. That's the Bi'ur Agra has like that, the beginning of Peah. Ela dvarim she'ein anshei Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So there's Aderes Aliyah in the beginning of Peah. Or Baruch Be'er quotes that. In his famous tshuva, the Shoel Medina Yedua. He used to be a Rabbi Breuer here in the neighborhood. So Rabbi Breuer had a Talmud in Frankfurt whom he asked to take over the Rabbanus, Rabbi Schwab. So Rabbi Schwab was brought up in Frankfurt, and his parents were followers of Rabbi Hirsch. But he was very upset about the style of religious observance, because the Jews would go to the theater, and they would listen to women singing, and they would go to university, and he thought you should sit and learn in a yeshiva. So he learned in Telzi Yeshiva. His parents let him go to Telzi Yeshiva. So he didn't want to go to university. So he sent a letter He was the Shul in Medina Yidua. Medina Yidua was Germany, and the Shul was Rabbi Schwab. So he sent a letter to different Chassidish Rebbes, and he sent a letter to Rav Kook, and to the Ragat Shavra, and to Rashi Yeshiva. And he asked them, what should he do? Should he follow his family tradition to go to university and to go to the theater and everything like that? Or should he follow the practice and tell the yeshiva to sit and learn all day and all night? So the Chassidish Rebbes told them, follow your family tradition. And the Rashi Yeshiva told him, no, Rabbi Hirsch only meant Elohei Ruach Hashoah, you shouldn't listen to your parents. So very, someone should make a whole study of that. That's very fascinating. What the different answers were. So Rabbi Baruch Ber has in the end of Kiddushin, he has the tshuva that he sent to Rabbi Schwab, and Rabbi Chana Wasserman also has. So they say you shouldn't follow the family tradition. All the Chassidish Rebbe said they should follow the family tradition. Because in Germany they were successful in raising children who were Yirei Shamai. And the doctor came in mitzvahs. In Eastern Europe, they were not. Many of the children were Yotzei L'Tar B'Srok. They didn't keep mitzvahs later on. So the Chassidish Rebbes had a different perspective on life. Then Rabbi Schwab put out a whole book on this. Elu V'Elu. It's called These and Those. Should you sit and learn all day and all night, or should you go to university? So he writes a whole book, Elu V'Elu. Yeah.
So how did the
So the Gemara has a steer between the two pesukim and Mishlei. One pasuk says, "Kol chafatzim lo yishvabo." Nothing in the world is equivalent to chsivas of learning Torah, even mitzvahs. And the other pasuk says, "Kol chafatzecha lo yishvabo." Your needs can't compare. But cheftei shamayim, you have to do mitzvahs. You have to be mafsik from learning to do mitzvahs. So the Gemara says it seems to be a contradiction. Should you be mafsik on the assumption that you should learn all day and all night? Or that the guy wants to learn all day and all night, should he interrupt his learning in order to do mitzvah now? So the Gemara says it depends. If it's a mitzvah of davening mincha, or having a seder, eating matzah morah, or saying halal, or shaking a lulav, it's yefshel iskayim al yedei acher. You have to do that mitzvah. If you're not going to interrupt your learning and do the mitzvah, you're going to be missing the mincha and the halal and the seder and the matzah and the morah. But let's say they have a van going to a shever brachas or to a demonstration. They only have 36 seats on the van. And the van is outside the base medrash, and 36 guys jump out, they're running. So should I jump out? They're going to have, the van is going to be full to the capacity. There are always people who are prepared to go. So if it's a mitzvah she'ef, she'el iskai ma'idei acherim, so let the other people do it. If you want to sit and learn, so you sit and learn, you continue to learn. But if it's a mitzvah she'ef, she'el iskai ma'idei acherim, then you have no choice, then you have to be mafsik from your learning, in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So that basically, the Babli says the same as the Yerushalmi. Shalmi says like that. Now, Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah applies to all mitzvahs except Talmud Torah. If a person is busy learning Torah, he's not patam from performing mitzvahs, because then it'll turn out that his learning was loim and shalom and aslasas. So it's basically the same as the Babli. They're saying the same thing.
So you said earlier that Sofrim, who involved with Oisik b'mitzvah, so they don't have to stop for another mitzvah. But we got him to answer for a second before, because he's involved in Talmud Torah, and he said he does have to stop for mitzvah.
Strictly speaking, he can miss mincha, but I think they probably have the hours. They don't work all day and all night. They probably have hours, and they have in the middle. Everybody does mincha. So it's about it. Everybody takes a break, and they all daven mincha. Otherwise, we would tell them we should keep on selling. Go through a mincha, yeah. They have this story that the Rabbonim in Poland used to get together every so often to have meetings, to have a discussion. So on one occasion, they had a meeting, they were discussing Tzorchei Tzivah. So one of the Rabbonim said that we have to have a break to daven mincha. So the Chavetz Chaim got angry. There's a Tosefta that says that if you're Oisik in Tzorchei Tzibur, you don't have to daven. Because Oisik b'mitzvah patam and ha-mitzvah. And he said, why are you even thinking about mincha? You're not concentrating on the agenda. You have to concentrate on what's going on here. Dr. Lam once was discussing in public that he was trying to negotiate. Some person wasn't interested in giving money, but he was trying to twist his arm in a nice way to give money, and he hadn't done mincha yet. Dr. Lam hadn't done mincha yet, so he was torn with himself. Maybe he's not allowed to be mafsik in order to, but he said he did. He doesn't know if he did right. Because that's mamash oisik v'tzorchei tzivah. to schlep money to support a yeshiva. That's a big mitzvah, yeah.
Based on shot before by Osip as a pater mitzvah, so that Tom Torah doesn't apply because of Lumod on the Lassos. So why by Peru, who it is a good Torah that you could learn and not have kids?
That's a kasha on the Rambam.
Yeah.
The Rambam writes, a person should get married about the age of 18 or so, and if he's busy learning Torah, he can postpone it because there is a mitzvah potam and a mitzvah. B'chaim in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is so important. He's Isaac in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so he can postpone it. So that's a kasha. How did the Rambam apply Isaac mitzvah potam and a mitzvah to Talmud Torah? So I think Rabbi Chanan Vassman has an essay about that. He asks that kasha, a very strong kasha. I think he suggests that the Rambam is not telling you to neglect the second mitzvah. He says to postpone fulfillment of the second mitzvah. If you would be talking about you're busy doing the first mitzvah, so ignore the second mitzvah, so then it would be loy meshalam anos lasos. Then it would be a pigim on the learning. Then you would have to interrupt the learning. But because the Rambam is just talking about postponing getting married, ultimately he does plan to get married. He doesn't want to get married at 18. He wants to learn a couple of years. Then he's going to get married. So then he says, there, I say it's a kal v'chomer, that Oisik the mitzvah would have patted me from another mitzvah. Talmud Torah would not patted me from any mitzvah. But we're not talking about pattering, we're talking about postponing. So then Talmud Torah certainly gives you, Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, certainly gives you the right to postpone. It is a problematic Rambam, and that's Rabbi Chana's suggestion, I think. Yeah, that is a problematic Rambam. So again, so there's a basic din ha'isik b'mitzvah, potam and ha'mitzvah. If you mesasik in a mitzvah, there's no din ha'mekai mitzvah, potam and ha'mitzvah. That's what Tosa says. Mishieshlo, mezuzah b'pischo, tzitzis b'bigdos, potam. That's what Tosa says, and ha'kaina says, you potam with more than mitzvahs. That's ridiculous. Only if you're mesasik. And if you're masasik, so then what's the din? So then it's a further machlokes, Taisus and Iran. So Taisus only says it's only Iepsha Lekaim Shneim. You can't do both at the same time. He's busy selling Svarim. And if he's going to be mapsik for Mincha, then he won't be selling the Svarim. Okay. So he's mukhiv to continue selling the Svarim. Even though he's not doing any mitzvah, but he's masasik in the mitzvah. Bechrem. Tagrem, selling wholesale, retail. Everyone is mesasek and selling the svarim. So the potter from davening mincha. Yeah. So that's if you're mesasek. So Taisa says only it's iavshel lekam shem. Can't do both at the same time. He can't have mincha while he's in the middle of selling the svarim. People are asking, where does this say? Where does that say? How much does it sell for? Wrap it up. I want to pay. He's busy doing things. And the Ran's opinion is, even if it's Epsha Lekayim Shem, even if he can daven mincha while he's selling the svarim, no, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to be Isaac ben Malachta while you're davening. But let's say, you can do two different mitzvahs at the same time. So that's a machlokes. So Taisa says, whenever it's Epsha Lekayim Shneim, he can do both at the same time. So Taisa says, then there is no ptur. And the Ran disagrees with Taisa. He says, he agrees with everything that Taisa said up to then. That's correct. Mishesh le mezuzah b'pischa, which is b'bigdo. Hayitochin, would anybody in his right mind think that he's potter from doing all the mitzvahs? That's a mekai mitzvah. He's not potter from a mitzvah, only oisik. But if he is oisik in the mitzvah, even if he can do both mitzvahs at the same time, not mechuyitu, he's oisik in mitzvah A. That's all the Rabbanu Shalom wants. He should be oisik in mitzvah. Not mechuyitu to do mitzvah B, even though he can do both simultaneously. So that's machlekes tesis in the Ram. That doesn't come up so often. Isaac the mitzvah, whether he's potter from the second mitzvah, is the Epshel Kaim Shneim. So again, so the original din of Isaac the mitzvah is when he's actually being mesasik. He's selling the svarim. Hey, mitagrem, mitagrem, mitagrem. Here, by the chos and the gemar needed an additional posik. He's tovitir to the mitzvah. He's getting married for the first time. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. And the girl also, she's getting married for the first time. If she's an almana, so she already knows what this is all about. So then you don't have the ptur. He's not going to be so nervous. So if the chosin is nervous that he's going to do the mitzvah later on of the bir rishayna, so that's also considered. That's an extension. That's also considered. Oisik the mitzvah potam ram mitzvah. How nervous is the guy? What do you mean when they're davening ma'ariv? They're going to daven ma'ariv. Let's say 5:30. 5:30 is too early. 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, they're going to daven Ma'ariv, and then he's going to march down to the chuppah. So he's nervous at 6 o'clock when they're saying Kriya Shema. He's nervous about the Biri Shaina. So very strange. So on the first daf in Brachas, Rashi writes that the minig during his lifetime was that he used to daf Ma'ariv very early before Tzeisat Kachavim. The first Rashi and the first Mishnah. He used to daf Ma'ariv very early before Tzeisat Kachavim. And he says nobody was Yotze with Ma'ariv. Then how to repeat Kriya Shema Lamita. So on the back of the Gemara, they quote that Rashi is quoted in the Sefer Pardes that was written by one of the Talmidim of Rashi. Rashi is quoted as saying that the Chasen is part of Kriya Shema goes on Kriya Shema Lamita. Doesn't go on Kriya Shema by Ma'ariv. The guy's not nervous at 6 o'clock. He's nervous as he's about to go to sleep with his Kala. So then he's nervous. He has to say Kriya Shema Lamita because they understood that Rashi is reading back just like in the days of Rashi they had this practice. They daven Ma'ariv way before this man. And they had to be Yotze Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Lamita. So Rashi read that that's what they did in the days of the Tanaim also. So the Chasan is Patim Kriya Shema Laila Rish means he Patim for saying Kriya Shema Lamita.
You see over there that the Talmidim saw him saying Kriya Shema. It's not so good to Kasha.
How can you interpret the Mishnayos that everything's talking about Kriya Shema Lamita? It doesn't sound so. Sounds like he's davening. He didn't daven Kriya Shema with the tzibur. Yeah, it's a big doichek. But it's on the other hand, it is a problem. Well, why is the guy so nervous at 6 o'clock? Because he's gonna have Biri Shaina at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Sometimes the wedding, the march was the end.
Okay, at the end. Okay.
But we also mentioned that weddings typically took place or should take place during the daytime. So and they also want to see much earlier. So could be that when
they
went right to sleep, it wasn't
such a long PM. Could be. Something was not the way we do. It wasn't exactly the way we do it. By us, it doesn't make sense. The chosen is dancing all night. What? He's nervous at 6 o'clock about the Biri Shaina. It's very not mistama. So it makes sense. You say the wedding was in the daytime, and they're going to say they're going to daven Ma'ariv, then they're going to go to sleep right away. Okay, they didn't have electric lights, so they went to sleep when the sun set. They went to sleep. Okay, something like that. The Nachamal. So you have this as an extension of the din. Chasim patur mikriyas shma'alei larishim. That's also considered oisik b'mitzvah. He's not mikayim any mitzvah by his nervousness. That's a hisaskus in the mitzvah. Hisaskus in the mitzvah. He's nervous. Torah teir in the mitzvah is also called oisik b'mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Chasim Pater Laila Harishain, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Ad Matzoy Shabbos, Im Lo Yosa Maisa. If he didn't yet do the Birishain, if he already did the Birishain on Wednesday night, so he's not Torah to the Mitzvah anymore on Thursday night. If he didn't yet do the Birishain until Friday night, he's Pater Friday night also. So the Gemara says, My love, Rabbi Yosef is saying, My love, the Torah, what's Torah to the mitzvah? What's the extension by the chosn? The boy, lemivah, he wants to have Biri Shana Friday night. So you see from the Mishnah that it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Yosef proves. See from the Mishnah it's mutter. Amalei Abayi, so Abayi dingsach with his Rebbe. Look, maybe it means the Torah, the loibol, maybe he's aggravated. Who says that Torah we're extending by the chosn? So we say if the chosn is nervous about the upcoming mitzvah, if he's selling svarim, hey, Metagre, the guy delivers the Svarim from the Mecha Svarim in Brooklyn to here. He's Pata from Davening Mecha. And they're selling that Pata from Davening Meir. Everybody's busy selling Svarim to your Pata. Yeah. But so that's the Torah to the Mitzvah. Here, Abayi says on Friday night, maybe he's aggravated, wasn't able to do the Biri Shaina yesterday. Now that it's getting nighttime and the daytime, he's not thinking. Nighttime is aggravated, why he didn't do Biri Shaina yet. So that's what Abayi Tain is. Amalei Abayi Tain is to his Rebbe. How can you prove in the Mishnah in Brochus that the Torah the boy lemivol says mutar on Shabbos? Maybe lo the Torah the loy, but maybe he's aggravated over the fact that he didn't yet do Birishan. So Rava says that's ridiculous. Abayi and Rava were both Talmidim at the same time. So Rava said that's ridiculous. I mean, the guy's aggravated. He just lost $1 billion on the stock market. He just lost all of his investment. So he's potter from davening because he can't concentrate on the Kriya Shema. That's not Torah tirda l'mitzvah. Omalei Rava. Rava says ridiculous. Mishum tirda potter elamiyata. Tovis v'nasa bayam. his boat, had all of his riches on the boat. He sent the boat out to America to discover America, and then they're coming back with gold and silver and turkeys and whatever they're bringing back from America, and then the whole boat sank and he lost all of his savings. Is he going to say Hachanami the Torah? Hachanami the pot is pot and kriyashma because it's aggravated.
What's the dimin of Rava? Meaning that Abaye was talking about where you're tired of the fact that you can't do a mitzvah.
Okay, that's what he answers. Yeah.
So what was his Hava meaning?
Okay. Rabbi thought that that's not mistabit. Torah that you're nervous about performing a mitzvah in advance, that's Torah that a mitzvah. Aggravation over inability to do a mitzvah that he didn't do. So Rabbi holds that that's a joke. That's the same as aggravation shalchol. Nervous in anticipation of fulfilling a mitzvah. So you don't tell him, shape up and concentrate on the kriyashma. No, his nervousness is considered like the guy delivering the svar. That's Torah that a mitzvah. But aggravation over inability to do the mitzvah, he wasn't able to do yesterday. So Rabbi holds that that's a joke. That's tir de derishis. So Rabbi says, maybe you tell me it's not a Jew. Whoever is aggravated over anything and he can't concentrate, there's not mukhiyev to concentrate. Aggravated, so you potter. So Gemara says it's certainly not correct. Why not tefillin? Shenem b'behem pair. The Ovel is aggravated. He just lost his wife. Aggravated. Just lost a child. Extremely aggravated. Extremely aggravated. And still he's mukhiv to concentrate and to fulfill all the mitzvahs. He's potter from tefillin. That's the only one. What's the story with tefillin? Shenem b'hem peir. What does it say? So Rashi quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel. Peircho chavoy shalecho. Yechezkel Anovi was told that there's going to be a churban beis hamikdash. Yechezkel is the end of the Bais Rishon, and he continued to have Nevuah into Golus Bavel, al Nahar Kivor. The Gemara says the Nevi'im never had Nevuah b'chutz lords. Gemara, what about Yechezkel? Hayo hayo d'var Hashem al Yechezkel al Nahar Kivor. The Gemara says that was an exception to the rule. So what was the exception to the rule? So Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat was that was once in the history of the world. Yalav Shah Rashi says, no, if you once had Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, you can continue to have Nevuah and Chutz Lords. But you can't become an Ovi and Chutz Lord. That's famous from the Kuzari. But it's a Gemara. Kuzari is quoting from the Gemara. Gemara said, the Kuzari writes, only Nevuah, bo ubavuro, only in Eretz Yisrael, or about Eretz Yisrael. So the Navi Yecheskel was told in advance, by Nevuah, there's going to be a Churban Beis Hamikdash. He should observe Avelus over the upcoming Churban Beis Hamikdash. So some in Yonim of Avelis he did observe, and others he didn't observe. So what does it say? Percha chavoy shalecha, tefillin you should wear. Implying a normal Ovel who is attacked in Avelis over a tragedy that occurred already. So not allowed to wear tefillin, but by you it didn't happen yet. I just told you the Nevuah, so you shouldn't observe Avelis not to fulfill the mitzvah. Percha chavoy shalecha, you should. What else was he told? So Tosfos says he was told, heyonik dom. The Tosfos here writes, chutz min ha-tfilin. So they quote, the Rabbanu Shalom told Yechezkel Heyonik Dom. So that teaches us two things. Dom means keep still. Heyonik Dom means Ovelosa b'tamad Torah. He's not allowed to talk and learning. It is not allowed to Ovelosa b'shevel Shalom. He's not allowed to greet other people. He learned that both from the same pasuk. Heyonik Dom. So Tosfos points out here, and the Tosfos there in Ma'id Katan with that daf is on daf Tes Vav. Now Tosfos points out that some of the Hilchas Avelis he did observe, some of the Hilchas Avelis he didn't observe. Yeah, that's interesting. The Gemara says on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says all the dinim that apply during Shiva apply on Tisha B'Av, and the Gemara says on Tisha B'Av it's also b'talmud Torah because it says Bikuri Hashem Misharim Misam Chelev. Learning is very cheerful. The Gemara has an expression on Dvarim Smechim. When they were learning Torah, when the Tanaim learned, it was so cheerful, like in Maimon HaSinai. Maimon HaSinai apparently was very cheerful. Advarim Smechem Kinesias. Learning is supposed to be cheerful. Some people learn with such dakas dike chiluk, and you get headaches. That's not Advarim Smechem Kinesias Messina. It has to be cheerful. Torah is supposed to be cheerful. So the Gemara says, since Pekuri Hashem Sham Sam Chelev, and on Tisha B'Av there's an inyan of Avelus, not supposed to have Simcha, so that's why you don't learn. So the Gemara says, but if you're going to learn Eicha, or Dvarim HaRoyim Shebi Yirmiyah, you're going to learn Hilchos Avelus, Hilchas Nidui, so that you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. Because he can't say that that's Misam Chilev, that's saddening. So Tosis has a machlokes harishanim, those kulas that you're allowed to learn Hilchas Avelus, you're allowed to learn Dvarim Arayim Shebiyirmiya, and so on. Does that only apply on Tisha B'Av? Does that even apply to Shiva? So we assume that it's the same, it applies to Shiva as well. Tosis has one opinion that not. That on a regular oval, also the Torah is based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, Hayonik Dom, and Dom means you're not allowed to talk and learning at all, even in Dvarim Haroim. And only on Tisha B'Av, where it's based on a different pasuk, so then you say, Dvarim Haroim Shebiyir Miyamuta. Yeah, but we don't follow that opinion. We assume that the dinim are identical. And the pasuk, Pukur Hashem Sham Sam Chilev, is explaining why Hayonik Dom includes Talmud Torah. Why should it include Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Hayonik Dom means Shela Shalom is also. You greet people, you strike up a whole conversation. That's a happy thing to greet people. But to learn Torah, what's so cheerful about that? Mar says, yes, learning is supposed to be cheerful. Sam Chilev. So it's the same thing. We don't assume that they're two different things. What do you mean, Bitzibur?
Giving a shear.
To give a shear in Dvarim Haroim, that the Ksav Sefer thinks that you're not allowed to. Ksav Sefer has, Rav Soloveitchik said like this, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Oval doesn't have to leave when they learn Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say Oval is sitting Shiva, and they're going to learn Kriyas HaTorah in the base Oval on Monday and Thursday. So does he have to walk out? He's not allowed to participate in the Divrei Torah. So we say that the Seder Hayayim is not so cheerful. Seder Hayayim is not Misam Chilev. He's just going to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. He's going to say a Zemekoyma. He's going to say a few psukim over there. Whatever is Seder Hayayim, whatever is printed in the Seder, is not so Misam Chilev. So nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Ovel is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Says Rabbi Natam always used to get Shlishi in his minyan every Shabbos. And when his sister died, so he took Shlishi anyway, Aliyah, because that would be Avelis Beferhesia. And Avelis Beferhesia is not knowing on Shabbos, so he took Shlishi anyway. So the question is, what's wrong with getting an Aliyah? If Seder Hayom is Mutter because it's not Misam Chilev, so what's the bigger idea if you get an Aliyah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because Al Pidin, Medina de Gemara, the one who gets an Aliyah is supposed to be laning. So he's really the one who's Malamed Torah Lacher. He's teaching the Torah to the others. We don't have that practice anymore. By most Ashkenazim, they don't have that practice. Many Sfarim don't have it either, that the Oyla Latar doesn't lay in his own Aliyah. You have a Balkari who lays, but Al Pidin it's considered as if the Oyla Latar lays. Either through Shomer Kaina, or whatever the mechanism is, it's considered as if the Oyla Latar lays, as if he was teaching Torah to the others. So apparently we assume that there are two Yisurim in Talmud Torah. There's one Yisur, Lil Matara, Misam Chilev, then there's another Isa, Shalol Alamed Torah L'Acherim. Even if you have a Heter in Seder Ayayim, it's Mutter to learn, to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, but the Lamed L'Acherim is not allowed. So that's what the Ksav Sefer has the same tshuva. He writes like that also. He says that on Tisha B'Av you're permitted to learn Seder Ayayim, you're permitted to learn Hilchas Avelus, Hilchas Tisha B'Av, but it's not right to give a public Shia. Lalamed lacherim, that's not right. That the lalam lacherim is an added element of simcha, that's not proper. It's not right. Now it became very popular in the last 30 years. I think Rabbi Soloveitchik was the first one who did it, and the Pashta says that it's not right. And now everybody does. Everybody gives all day long, gives shurim and hilchas tisha b'av and hashkafa talks and everything. It's a question if it's right. Yeah.
Doesn't Mar and Katan say that it's only also through Miturgamah, the person is an Avel, to teach Torah Barabi? Even if it's Zaytol itself means that it's a Tar, plus it's through a Shiva.
The Gemara says that one in the middle of Shiva, let's say a fellow is a doctor, and he's sitting Shiva, but they need him for surgery, and there's no one else as good as him. So it's Tzorchei Rabbim, so you're allowed to. Or let's say he's a Magid Shir in a Yeshiva, and he's sitting Shiva. So I mean, the Talmidim are going to be missing a whole week. So Bizman HaGemara, Tzorchei Rabbim is what? Bizman HaGemara, the Oval who's sitting Shiva, who's a Rebbe in a Yeshiva, would give the Shir in a Yeshiva. So the Gemara says, when the Rebbe gives the Shir in a Yeshiva, Tzorchei Rabbim, if he wouldn't be in the middle of Shiva, the normal they didn't have a loudspeaker, So they would have a meturgamon, who would, the Rebbe would whisper the shir to the meturgamon. The meturgamon would say it over in his own words, in a louder voice. So the Gemara says, in the middle of Shiva, when the Rebbe has to come give the shir, because Tzorchei Rabim is mutter to violate, like the doctor, whatever, so then it's not right that he should have a meturgamon. That's a little bit as if you're Mechaber the Rebbe, he's a big Rosh Hashiva, and he has to have a meturgamon, because he can't say it on his own, we don't want him to strain. So he should either say it himself or have a meturgamon, not a meturgamon. Do something else. Shouldn't do the way you normally do. But normally it's not proper to teach Torah to others, unless it's Tzorchei Rabim. Okay, so now I guess Rabbi Soloveitchik, I guess, assume, now they all assume, if you're not going to give these public shiurim on Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Avelis and Hilchas Beis HaMikdash and whatever, so then the people are going to waste the whole day. People are not going to learn on their own. So you have to say, maybe they hold that it's Tzorchei Rabim. Okay, maybe that's the head, that it's Tzorchei Rabim allowed to. Okay, could be. So Tosis points out there in Moed Katan, not Daf, on Tezvav and Aleph, that some of the Hilchas Avelis Yecheskel was told yes to observe, Hayonigdai. Other things also, take off his shoes. And other things he was told he should not observe. Tefillin. He was told, Percha Chavosh Alecha, keep your tefillin on. Don't remove the tefillin. You see that a normal Ovil is supposed to remove the tefillin. So Tosis explains, Rashi writes, why does the Ovil have to remove the tefillin? Because the oval is ma'ol above a karno, the oval in the middle of Shiva is sitting on the floor. His clothing is dirty. Everything is, he's noig nivul. And tefillin is supposed to be per, it's supposed to be a tachshit. The ain's that per le tefillin. It's not pekovedik that a person sitting on the floor should be wearing tefillin. There's a, the Rambam quotes a machlekes rishonim on this. Oval yam rishon. We pass it only. Oval yam rishon doesn't like tefillin. Oval Yom Rishon doesn't like tefillin, only goes on Shal Rosh, or goes on both Shal Rosh and Shal Yad. So by us, the practice is both Shal Rosh and Shal Yad. But the Rambam quotes such an opinion from the Goyim that only the Shal Rosh is Taitofis. Taitofis Bein Anechem. The Shal Rosh is a Takshit. Taitofis means a Takshit. The Shal Yad is a Mitzvah. So there was such a practice that on Tisha B'Av, they wouldn't wear Shal Rosh all day long. And in Shiva, they wouldn't wear Shal Rosh. Shal Yad, they would wear. Shal Rosh they wouldn't wear. We don't have that practice anymore. We don't wear not Shal Yosh, not Shal Yad. So the Tosfos there in Moed Katan explains, the Chur Beis HaMikdash didn't happen yet. Yecheskel HaNavi was told to deliver the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael. There's gone Bnei Chur Beis HaMikdash because of their Averis. So he was told he should observe certain aspects of Avelus. Sometimes a Navi is told to act out the Nevuah. Sometimes he just delivers the Nevuah. He just delivers it. What does the Ramban call it? Poel Dimyon. Ramban HaChumash refers to it as a Poel Dimyon. He says when you have a Nevuah that you act something out, that means that it's stronger, it's a Vadois that it's going to happen. You just deliver a Nevuah, then people can do tshuva, and that'll be the end. The Beis HaMikdash will not be destroyed. But because Yecheskel HaNavi was told he should act it out, Ayonik Dom, he should take off his shoes and do this and sit on the floor, even able to put on the tefillin, that's because the Churban Beis HaMikdash didn't happen yet. But he was told to observe some of the elements of Avelis to make it into a stronger Nevuah, a Poel Dinya. That's what the Nesivus writes in his Sefer HaChumash. The Nesivus was a rabbi in the community till they fired him. They fired the Nesivus because he divorced his wife. At that time it was a big busha. It was a whole scandal. Rebbe Kiveger used to correspond with the Nesivus. Rebbe Kiveger considered, they live in two different countries. Kiveger considered the Nesivus the Gadol HaDor. So they have the letter. Rebbe Kiveger sent a letter to Mrs. Nesivus, begging her that she should please treat her husband nicely, or he's going to have to divorce her. Somehow the Rabbanim considered it her fault, and she was a witch, so he had to divorce her. He had no choice. But the Baal HaBatan considered that such a scandal that the rabbi divorced his wife, so they fired their rabbi. So then he went into business. Nesivus went into business. And they have one of the stories about him when he was in business. He had a sikhzuch with one of the Baal HaBatan. He used to travel around. And they had a dispute, so they went for a din Torah. So the rabbi paskin against him. So he said, where in the world did you get that psak from? You don't know what you're talking about. So the rabbi didn't know who he was. So he says, a new sefer just came out of Chosh HaMishpat. It's called Nesivus HaMishpat. And he has exactly this case. And he showed him. And then he realized, He wrote in his sefer, the Iksak Anake, he was in a Geva Dover. He was the Baldover over here, so he wasn't thinking straight. When he died, he left the Tzavua. A lot of people bought the, I have the Haggadah of the Nesivis, Mais Nisim Haggadah. So it has the Tzavua printed there. So he writes in his Tzavua, when I die, let the Balabatim and Lisa know the day of my Yartzeit, because he wasn't on Lisa anymore. He was fired. He was roaming around doing business. Let them know the day of my Yartzeit, because they have a beautiful minig. On the day of the Yartzeit of all of the previous rabbis, they learn Mishnayis, and they give Shiurim, and they say Hespedim again. So let them know when I die, that they should give me the covet also. Whoa. Yeah. So the Nesivis has a Nesefer HaChumash, and it's Nachlas Yaakov, it's called, very nice Sefer. So he writes, what is the meaning that we have that Alel Rosh Hashanah Yitz Simonim? You have, what do you have? Ne'al Rosh V'lo Lezonav, you eat the head of the fish, and you eat the Nifra V'Nivra Kedargim, and you have all kinds of fruits and vegetables, all kinds of fancy things. What in the world is that all about? The Gemara says, there's no violation of Loisa Nachashu, it's not Nichush. Because you don't really think that you're going to have a happy year because you're having the simanim, but it's permissible. It's permissible to do the simanim. What's the significance? What's the value of doing simanim? If it's not nichush, if it doesn't mean anything, so what are you doing it for? So he suggests that maybe just like the Ramban Chumash says that there are two types of nevuah, the nevuah with a pearl dimion, the nevuah without a pearl dimion, and the nevuah with a pearl dimion, when nobody is told to sit on the floor and observe Avelus in advance of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that means it's a stronger nevuah, even though nevuah l'roa can always be overturned. But if the poel dimion was there already, so that's a stronger nevuah. So he suggests maybe the same is true regarding tefillah. He says maybe the ikar of the simanim really is the tefillah. Yiratz mafanach hashid ni al erosh v'lo lezano. Or the chadash alayna shana taiva mesuka. The ikar is the tefillah that you say. But if you eat the apple dipped in honey when you say the tefillah, when you do a pol dimi with the tefillah, maybe it makes the tefillah a stronger tefillah. Maybe that tefillah stands a better chance of being answered in the positive. That's his suggestion for the simonim. Why you're allowed to do simonim? We do it. We do all those that simonim. So Nachamal, so what does the Gemara say? Yecheskel Anavi observed partial avelus, but not all. So we learn out some of the dinim. So Tesis asks, what does Rashi have to give a whole philosophy? That the tefillin, at least the shalrosh, maybe even the shalyad, is called pe'er, petofis is pe'er, and the oval is ma'olum ma'ofakarna. Why does he need a philosophy? Joseph is told that he should wear tefillin, see another oval doesn't wear tefillin. So this explains what Rashi is getting at. Why not learn out from tefillin that the oval shouldn't do any mitzvahs? Why do you say that tefillin is the yotze min haklal? Learn out from tefillin, shouldn't do any mitzvahs at all. Hayonik dami shouldn't learn. And say over here, tefillin you shouldn't like, tefillin shouldn't do any mitzvahs. So Rashi explains, no, you can't learn out a mamatzina from tefillin to kol ha-terekula. All the Ramach mitzvah says he's not allowed to do. No, tefillin is a yotze min haklal, because tefillin is supposed to be toitofos. The ovel is ma'olba for karno, verosho, the ein ze pe'er b'tefillin. It's a design for the tefillin. So tefillin is a yotze min haklal. And what's with Talmud Torah? What's with Talmud Torah? So also Talmud Torah is a yotze min haklal. That's a yetz min haklal, because li min haTorah is a dover shel simcha. But to learn hilchos avelus, that he's allowed to. That's a shaila. Would you say the stechemer has a discussion on this shaila? Let's say a person is in the practice of learning b'asmada. A guy learns in a yeshiva. It doesn't work for a living. A guy learns in a yeshiva. So then he's in the middle of shiva. Maybe he's mukhiv to learn b'asmada according to half of the tanoim. Everyone is mukhiv to learn b'asmada. Every free minute that you have, in mukhiv to learn. So some people have a lot of free time, some people have less free time. So would you say the oval is also mukhiv to learn b'hasmada hilchos avelus? Whatever he's allowed to learn, he's mukhiv to learn b'hasmada? Or do you say no? Oval is also b'talmud Torah. He's allowed to learn hilchos avelus, but not that he's mukhiv to learn b'hasmada. On Tisha, is there a Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'av? The same Shaila, okay, the same Shaila. Would you say that there's a Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'av and on Shiva? and you muhiv to learn b'hasmada what you're allowed to learn? What do you say? No, it's permissible to learn dvarim harayim shebi yirmiyah, but there's no chiv to sit and learn b'hasmada. That's the shaila. So that's a di on the stechemet quotes this machlek. The samach reinim quoted the gemara in Yevam is dap tzadik. The Gemara has a discussion whether yesh koach b'archachamim lakadav ben ator b'kum v'yasei. Eidech neman by meis pailo is only a din mid'rabbanon. Ben ator eidech is not neman. So how did the rabbis permit a neshesish to remarry? Ein koach b'archachamim lakadav ben ator b'kum v'yasei. How can they say we're going to rely on eidech? Ben ator you have to have shnei edim. So that's a problem. Tosfos talks about the problem. The Gemara talks about it a little bit. Tosfos, the Ramban, all the Rishonim talk about it. Shulchan Aruch, they talk about Siman Yud Zayin and Eben Ezra. So the Gemara, at the end of that whole sugya says, but yesh kach laka b'shevi al tasad, that everybody agrees. The Chachamim told us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. And when a gershon and his guy bear Pesach, he's not allowed to bring the carbon Pesach. Let him bring Pesach Sheni. And what else? And if you have a bris milah schedule for Shabbos, and you forgot to carry the knife, and you're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So, chachamim hamidu divrem, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom koros. They said you're not allowed to carry the knife in the karmelis, even though you're going to miss the milah b'zmana. You won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah milah b'zmana. And the chachamim said to do b'shevi al tasa, if you wear a beged shel an abrakanfa shel pishton of linen. They said, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis. Yesh karach laka b'shevi al tas. The Gemara gives different mishalim. So the Stechemed quotes, Chemed is a likut of all the achrayim. So the Stechemed quotes some of the gedolim in his time. He lived early 1900s. So he, so they argue, how come the Gemara didn't give this example of yesh karach v'achachamim laka dob min ator b'shevi al tas, that they told the Oval, you're not allowed to learn. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They told us on Tisha B'Av you're not allowed to learn. So the Gemara never said Yesh Kach B'Yachacham Lakadam Anator B'Shevi Al Tase, that you're not allowed to learn. So you see that you're mechuyev to learn. You're mechuyev to learn Tisha B'Av and on Shiva. And you have to learn B'Hasmada what you're allowed to learn.
What is that? For every mitzvah Darabanan, then they're being Okedar
Manator of Talmud Torah. Right. So the Gemara should have said, let's say there's a mitzvah mid the Rabbanan. The Seder, the second night of Pesach, Chalim Rabbanan. Seder takes a long time. So once you just throw out the whole Seder, you could learn that. 2 hours, 2-3 hours, you can learn. So why does the Gemara say, Yesh karach ha-chachamim b'lakadom and ator b'shevi al-tazah? They tell you to have a Seder the second night, the same as the first night. Or you blow shofar the second day, Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyah shofar takes a lot of time. Before Musaf, in the middle of Musaf, and after Musaf, there's so much. Leave out the whole Tkir Shefer and let the rabbi give a Shein Talmud Torah. So how come the Gemara doesn't say, Yesh kach v'yachacham laka v'shevi al taseh, the oike Talmud Torah, they tell you to be mevatl another couple of hours to do all the mitzvahs from the Rabbanim. So Mestama, and that the Gemara never says. So Mestama, the answer probably is that the Chiyav Talmud Torah is only, like the Vilna Gaon said in the beginning of Peh, the Chiyav Talmud Torah is only, you mechiv to learn, according to some Tanaim, every free minute when you have free time. If you're busy doing to college in order to get a job, and you're busy doing a parnasa, busy dating and marrying and having children and raising the children, you have to talk to your wife also a little bit once a year. You have to spend time talking to your wife. So if you're busy doing things, so that's not free time. Now mechayev to learn Torah. So when the Chachamim imposed the parnasa chayev to do mitzvahs from the Rabbanon, so that's also not free time. It's not that yesh koach lakor. It's not koach yesh koach lakor b'shevi al tase. They told us, do the mitzvah the Rabbanan and don't learn during that time. No. Once you have to do the mitzvah Rabbanan, so this is by definition, it's not free time. So that's what some argue. Some argue the point and say, on Tisha B'Av, they want us to observe Nihog Avelus. And in Shiva, they want us to observe Nihog Avelus. So Nihog Avelus means, by definition, you shouldn't learn. You got to learn. So that's Misameach. It's not that they said, we prohibit you from doing the mitzvah. And Rosh Hashanah, they say, we don't want you to do the mitzvah of Tkir Shef, Gzeri Shem Yavirenu. They made a Gzeri against doing the mitzvah. That's called Akira's Dov Men Ator B'Shevi Al Taseh. Here it's Bakif, and here it's not Yashar. They didn't say, we want to do away with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We want you to be Mevatel 3 hours the second night of Pesach to have a Seder, just like the first night. No. They said, we want you to have a Seder. And mainly you have a Seder, so that's not free time. You got to spend time. Like, why you bench Chanukah Licht? It takes a few minutes till you light the candles, till you set everything up, till you say the bracha, till you say an Eres Halol, until you do the mitzvah. It takes time. So it's not that they said, we want you to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. We want you to do this mitzvah. And in Mela, that's not free time. So the same perhaps is by Shiva and by Tisha B'Av. They want us to be Noeg Avelus. Noeg Avelus means, by definition, not to be in a state of Simcha. And to learn is in a state of Simcha. So in Mela, that's not free time. If he's busy observing the Avelus, Madirabbanon, so in Mela, he won't be able to learn the Hasmoda. Because learning is going to be B'Simcha. But it's not that it was not Kiras Dovman HaTorah directly. It's indirectly. Maybe that's the teretz, yeah. So that's a machlokes achrayim. The Stechemi quotes a machlokes, I don't know, you can call it machrayim from the early 1900s. Tachtayim, they usually call us tachtayim. In Yiddish, tachtayim is underwear. So there were Yishayim achrayim, and then we live in a generation with tachtayim. Yes?
My mitzvahs, were they actually
ochre,
or because they made a mitzvah rabbanon, so one doesn't know how to choose, so you were shave all tassel.
That's a different question. That's a different question. Rabbi Chana has a discussion about that, but that's unrelated to our topic. That's a different topic. Yeah. Would it be pater from a mitzvah deraisa? Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about that. In his Sefer Asvan Deraisa, yeah. That the Mishnah talks about Nichem Avelim, if the Om de Mishura didn't yet daven, and it's also Man Kriyashman Shol Shachar, and they did a funeral in the morning, so those who are Somach Lamita, they're going to say, Amokim Menachem Eschem, so Nichem Avelim is only, many assume is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, so it would appear that a mitzvah with the Rabbanon patters you from a mitzvah deraisa. So he discusses why should that be so. But it's only on the level of the Rabbanon. So this leads him to the Chiddush that he quotes from the from Ephraim Zalman Magol, from the Tshuvas of the Beis Ephraim. That Beis Ephraim wants to say a Chiddush that the Shemen Shenishtaya Miner Chanukah will be hooked to the mitzvah of deraisa. Even though the obligation to light Neres Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, but once you do the mitzvah, once you perform the mitzvah, has the status of a mitzvah min HaTorah, it'll be hooked to the mitzvah min HaTorah. That's how the Beis Ephraim answers the Shach's Kasha. Shach and Yerideya has a steer between the Chaz Chanukah and Yerideya. So the Beis Ephraim says, maybe the hook to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is their Isa. Even though the obligation to light Ner Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, but once you do it, then it has status of the Kiyam HaMitzvah on the level of their Isa, and Memele will be hooked to the Mitzvah of their Isa. That's a big Chiddush. So he develops this idea based on Rishayim and say that those who are Oisik in Nicham Avelim is only a Mitzvah in the Rabbanon, a Potter from Kriyashma der Isa, based on Oisik Mimitzvah, Potter from the Mitzvah. When you do a Mitzvah der Rabbanon, the Chavis Agarit to perform the Mitzvah is only in the Rabbanon, but once you perform it, has the status of a Mitzvah der Isa. These are big Chiddushim. That's a big issue. The relationship between mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs derabbanan. How do they blend in together? That's Rabbi Chana Vassman has a whole essay. That's called Dibrei Sofrim. He has a little bit. He doesn't have everything. He has a lot. And others discuss it also. Yishlam Melech discusses it. Yeah. So Nachama, what's the Ovel Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs except for Tfilin? When does the Ovel Potter from Tfilin? So we said only Yom Rishon. It's not really true. The Gemara says we pask on the first 2 days, but on the second day you say Miktsas Hayam Kekuloi. On the second day you say Miktsas Hayam Kekuloi. So then there's a Mishnah Megillah that says that Lachatchila you shouldn't apply Miktsas Hayam Kekuloi before Hanetz Achama. So a lot of times in the Beis HaOvel, they have this season of the year. Hanetz Achama is after 7 o'clock. It's after 7 o'clock. It was almost, there was a month ago. Hanetz Achama was around 7:25 or so. So, if Lechatchila it's not right to apply Mitzvah Kekula before Hanetz Achama, So the Ovel shouldn't put on tefillin on the second day of Avelis until after Hanetzach Hama. Usually they don't have that. Usually they have the minyanim go 6:45 or whatever. So the Ovel is putting on tefillin early in the morning. That's not really correct. Pashta says the second day also, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, but we apply mitzvah kekula to the second day. Yeah, then we discussed whether Ovel ain't a minyach tefillin, Ovel Yom Rishon only Yom HaMisa v'HaKvura, or it's even if it's the Yom HaKvura, which is not the Yom HaMisa, it's only when it's Avelis Deraisa, the Rif and the Rambam and the Mechaber Paskan Avelis Yom Rishon is Deraisa. So for Sfardim there is such a possibility to entertain such a possibility. This Ashkenazim hold that all Avelis only the Rabban. So by us, the Ramban writes in the Tos Adam, does make sense to say that Ovel Eidem and Echt Filden is only Yom Rishon, which is their Raisa, when it's Yom HaMisa v'HaKvur. Ashkenazim hold that even the Yom HaMisa v'HaKvur is also only the Rabban. It's a Manishtana, the first day and the second day. So that's why the Poskim say that for Ashkenazim, for sure, it's not Shaykh to have such a Shita, that it's only Yom HaMisa v'HaKvur. But it's really, but the Gemara says, and my cut, Gemara says, really, Ovel Shnei Yom HaRishon and Eidem and Echt Filden, v'sheni v'yelach, v'sheni b'chlal, because you apply mitzvah sayom kekulay on the second day, so then he is b'nech tefillin, and mitzvah kekulay l'chadchilu shouldn't be before Hanetzach Hama, that's a Mishnah. So again, so what was going on here? So Abayi says, Rav Yosef was the Rosh Yeshiva, and Abayi v'Rav HaTalmidim, they're probably teenagers, they're probably young children learning by him. So Rav Yosef said, I have a right from in Mishnah and Brachas, that the chassan is Isaac b'mitzvah, potter ben ha-mitzvah, an extension of Isaac b'mitzvah, because he's nervous about what's going to be when he's going to do the bi'ur rishonim. Probably right. It's probably not the way we daven. Not that we daven ma'ariv at 6 o'clock, then we have a wedding and it's going to have the bi'ur rishonim, it's going to be 1 o'clock at night. No, so early in advance. Probably they had already the wedding and they're davening ma'ariv at 6 o'clock and they're going home. He's going to go to sleep right away. Okay? Something like that. So the Mishnah says he's potter mikriyas shma laila harishon ad matzoi Shabbos im lo yosa maisa. If loy boal, so he's potter from davening and saying kriyas shma on Friday night. My love that the boy limfon. It says even Shabbos is potter. But by tainis, maybe he's torrid, he's aggravated that loy boal. The Gemara says lo the torrid the loy boal. So amalei rabbi, that's ridiculous. Aggravated. So Abayi retorts back, Taisus, Abayi answers back, no, that's Torah Tirda Derushus. I'm talking Tirda the Mitzvah. Tirda the Mitzvah. He's aggravated why he wasn't able to do the Bir Rishon. Bir Rishon is a Mitzvah, he's aggravated about that. So Rabbi insists, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they see it's a, to them, it's a Machlekes Satanoi. And Rabbi insists that it's a Machlekes Satanoi. Elam Rabbi Tanoihi. Rabbi said, "It's a machleik satanim. Where this mutter dab the rishon on Friday night? Why? Tani chodim one bray says, 'Im loyos the ma'ase berishon potter abishenim b'sheni potter abishlishi.' Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night is the yom hashlishi. He's also potter. Why? Because he's planning to have the rishon on Friday night. Tani yidach the other bray says, 'Rishon b'sheni potter shlishi chayev. Friday night yemuchayim and kriyeshma. Why? Because he's not allowed to have the rishon. So he's not torah tirda in it. So Rabbi said, 'It's a machleik satanim. Where the bir rishon is mutter on Shabbos.'" The Abaye insists no, that you're not allowed to have Bir Rishayna on Friday night. So what's Machlekes Altanan, whether you put off in Kriyashma? Machlekes was his Machlekes with the Rava. Is that called Torah Tirda the Mitzvah? It's not that he's nervous about performing the Bir Rishayna later. He's aggravated over the past that he didn't succeed yet in doing the Bir Rishayna. Abaye holds, Asim Nami Betirda Pligi. That Machlekes Altanan, whether he's put off in Kriyashma, on Friday night, if Lloyd Bali didn't do the Bir Rishon, Wednesday night, Thursday night, that's the Machlekes, whether that's, they both hold it's also livul b'tchila b'shabbos, perhaps. They both perhaps hold it's also livul Bir Rishon b'shabbos. We don't paskin like that. The Gemara says on Vav Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara repeats it again on Zayin Amud Aleph, Hilchas, it's mutter, b'im Shabbos, b'im Yomtev, Bir Rishon is mutter, b'leil Shabbos. Okay. But Abayi insists, it could be all the Tanoim agree there that it's also to have Bir Rishon. So the one who says that he's not potter from Kriyas Shema Friday night, his nicha is not tar, he's not thinking about what's going to happen. One who says that he is potter because he holds from his shtikl Torah, holds from Abai shtikl Torah, that Torah, an aggravation over the fact that he wasn't yet able to do the Bir Rishayna, That's also called Torah Ter Dinei Mitzvah. It's also called Oisek the Mitzvah, Potter Ben HaMitzvah. But then the Gemara picks up with Rava. The Gemara says, continue. V'hane Tanoi, k'hane Tanoi. Rava speaking, Rashi says. This is not Abai. Rava says, no, it's a machlekes HaTanoim. Where the Biri Shain is Mutam and Shabbos and not. The Tanya, k'hane Tzapsula, lo yivol betchila b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Biri Shain on Shabbos. That's like Abai says, you're not allowed. V'chachamim atirin. So it's Mefurish, it's a machlekes HaTanoim. Abai is trying to push that everybody holds it it's also. Rabbi says he can't insist. Okay. The Amoraim didn't know every single Brisa. Tosis points out, you can't chap an Amora from an off in a Mishnah. You're not an Amora. You can't be a card carrying Amora unless you know all the Mishnahs. So that's what Tosis said. You can never have a Tayufta against an Amora. What time is it now?
2:30.
Oh. So we'll dive in upstairs. Okay. So Tosis says an Amora has to know all the Mishnahs, but they don't know all the Brisa. So here they had a Brisa that contradicts Abai. Abai thought everybody holds it. It's also, you have a Beferish Brisa that says that it's Mutter. So the Gemara says, well, who's the one that says that it's Mutter? Man Chacham, who says Mutter to Abirish Amar? Rabbi Rab Shimon, that is Dom Shenim is Kamen is Mutter. Then the Gemara says, isn't it a psikration? So Rabbi says, not a psikration. This we know, it's not a psikration. Sure. Okay. We need it tomorrow. We'll start from Masi Rabbami on the bottom. So maybe we'll dive in here.
There's sheer lunch tomorrow.
Oh. Start fasting now.